You know, when an entertainer selects a song to perform, they hope it'll build a connection with the audience that they'll both remember. That's what my guest hoped for back in 1973 when he sang one particular hit song of his. And that connection very quickly grew into an emotional passion for the hope and encouragement that the song communicated. Now he's converted the spirit of that hit song into a book and CD package that is going to help our hero veterans today. He'll talk about Tie Yellow Ribbon While We Are Apart. He's one of the legends. He's one of the greats. He's Tony Orlando. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Good morning to you. Thank you very much. I tell you, I've known you for quite a while, and you came down to the telethon last year, and you've always been a great supporter of NDA, and you know me a little bit, I think, and you know that throughout the years, I've never, ever put out a product other than the original record of Yellow Ribbon to do anything really in terms of earning an income,
right?
And the reason I never did it is because I never wanted anybody to think I was exploiting anything like that. Of course, the song was never written or performed as a war song. It was a love song that turned into a symbol of hope and homecoming. But one day I was on a plane and I noticed the hostess of the plane was passing a book around, up an empty page, thick book, where her passengers would sign, and then she'd say, okay, sign what you want to the troops, and if you support the troops, let us just send a little word of encouragement to them.
A lot of people thought initially, or probably a majority of people think, that the song Tie Yellow Ribbon really made its connection with our war heroes, with the return of the Iranian hostages back in the 80s. But as you tell in the book, Tie Yellow Ribbon While We Are Apart, it goes all the way back to the homecoming of the POWs back from 1973.
That's right. And it did. When Bob Hope presented us at the Cotton Bowl to welcome home the POWs. It wasn't a national story that they came home to Yellow Ribbons, with many of them, and I have reunion with those POWs, most of them now, for 34 years. And we've become very close friends. So the next time, you're right, was the Iranian hostage crisis, when it became a national story, and Penny Langdon, the wife of Bruce Langdon, who was held hostage for 444 days, put a yellow ribbon around her mailbox, and then it just caught fire. In fact, that particular year was even tied around the space shuttle in the Super Bowl game. So at the Astrodome. Then 1990 was the Desert Storm, and that became very much a symbol of the homecoming for the Desert Storm in Iraq. Now, as you drive down the street, you can see SUVs with Support Our Troops ribbons all the time. So it's become an American, it's been quite a journey for me, you know, to see this happen. And the songwriters, Earl Levine and Larry Brown, they certainly are the ones that probably had the biggest puffed out chests, because they're the ones that wrote it. I was just a mailman that delivered the letter. But I felt in my heart that the yellow ribbon is not only a significant symbol of supporting troops and sending a note of confidence to our troops, but like the book says, while we're apart, there are, you know, people who are away from home, living in other countries, I wanted this book to be what that symbol has become, which is just really a symbol of hope and homecoming. And when I saw that stewardess on that plane get such a reaction of everybody signing their names, I wanted so badly to do something like that would be a gift book or a love letter or a card that makes it easy for people to send a note of confidence to our troops. And Rutledge Hill Press came up with this little booklet called Tie Yellow Ribbon While We're Apart, and they put a version of me singing the song in the back. They had great success with I Hope You Can Dance, Leon Womack one, and Tim McGraw's Live Like You Were Dying. And they do such a tasteful and beautiful artwork to it. I'm just so proud of it, and the response has been a terrific, terrific thing. And for me to be able to take portions of the proceeds and give it to everyone, from the VFW to American Legion to U.S. Vets and all veterans, called the Heroes Fund, as the years go on and this booklet becomes something of a perennial, it's a wonderful way for me to express my patriotism and hopefully bring some joy to somebody who's serving in our military, whether it be in Afghanistan, Iraq, or whether it be in a military base while they're apart from their families somewhere in San Diego.
The thoughts vary so much from the really intricate and lengthy to the very simple and still straight to the heart. For example, I just opened here to this page. Can there be any place you can be that I am not there still? I'll whisper in your heart, and you will know.
That's right. And if you go to the other page, there you'll see a picture of a family at Thanksgiving. That's a wonderful one where there's an empty chair at the table. The sentiments are so well written, and I must give the credit to Rutledge Hill Press on that, because they're the ones that came up with these beautiful pages of art and these wonderful, wonderful inspirational sayings. Of course, they allowed me the opportunity to share some of that with them and make the final judgment on what goes in the book. But I got to tell you something. It's such one of the most beautiful pieces I've ever been part of, and I'm very proud of it.
As well you should be. We're talking with Tony Orlando, his inspirational book, Tie a Yellow Ribbon While We Are Apart. He's on the web at TonyOrlandoOnline.com, and the proceeds from the book are going to various organizations, some of which you know, the VFW, American Legion, and one that I really hope you'll spend some time at this website, learn more about it, usvetsinc.org, because we certainly want to honor and we glorify our heroes from the military service, but the reality doesn't always follow suit, and there are, unfortunately, a lot of veterans who don't have homes to go to tonight.
Well, I heard a statistic one day, Chris, that blew my mind. I heard that somewhere between 75 and 80% of our homeless are American veterans from Vietnam and Desert Storm. That completely shook me to the bone. That shouldn't happen. There shouldn't be a veteran sleeping under a freeway.
No, I mean,
it shouldn't occur. It shouldn't happen in this country. And the fact is that organization finds homes and replaces them and moves them into a situation where they can find jobs. And I think the U.S. Vets organization is one that I have highly respect and I'm trying to help.
And certainly, I mean, you think, and we make this allusion when we talk to during the leading up to the Jerry Lewis telethon, but how little of an effort it takes to make a huge difference. If you go over to usvetsinc.org, you can see that a $5 donation will feed a homeless veteran for a day. A $50 donation would put that veteran in a suit so they can go to that job interview and really take a big step in rebuilding their lives. So it's one of those cases where a small effort on our part will make a huge difference in the lives of people that laid their lives on the line for us.
You're a sensitive, you know, one of the reasons why I always enjoy doing your show is because you, for MDA, you've shown an interest that it goes beyond just the curious. You make a big effort, Chris, of finding out the backgrounds of what MDA does and how they do it through the years, and now you've just picked up on a new organization you never heard of, and what did you do? You went to the web and you found out what it's about, U.S. Vets, and that is one of the reasons I really enjoy our friendship, because you really care about people, and I want to thank you for explaining that to the audience, because that is a fantastic organization.
And, you know, not to get political here, but in case you didn't see this in the news this past week, the U.S. Congress gave the military their big, massive pay raise of all of 2.2%. And that's just, you know, that's one of the reasons why you see, I think, so many of our veterans in need, where we have grunts on the front line who are making less than the guy in the park that has the hot dog wagon, and they're out there defending our freedom. And that's just one of those cases, one of those situations that's just wrong. And it's great to have the various organizations that supply the support for these heroes when they come home, because truth be told, a lot of cases, the federal government just ain't getting it done for these boys and girls.
Well, you know, there's a great bureaucracy in government, and it's hard for a lot of, you hear a lot of politicians, they walk on their election time talk, and they talk up the veterans big time. Next thing you know, the veterans are the first ones to get belted. Chris, the fact of the matter is, if we come together as a nation, as a brothers and sisters in this country, and we come together to take care of our brothers and sisters who serve, and I'm not talking about what your political persuasion is, whether you're Democrat or Republican, left or right. I'm talking about taking care of those men and women who serve in our country, whether they're serving on the borders of our land or fighting hurricanes and going in to come in to try and help people or fighting wars in foreign lands. We have a reality in this world where we do need an army, a navy, and an air force, and we should show our love and support, not just on a big hoopla day on Veterans Day or Memorial Day to remember, but every day. And my dream, Chris, and it may be a pipe dream, I don't know. My dream, you know, after 45 years in this business and taking this journey called the Yellow Ribbon that I've been part of for 34 years, is someday to have a fund, a soldiers fund, and where we can go on, like Jerry did with MDA, and build that, $45 million in one telethon or one show or one day, where we can take care of widows and maybe find a scholarship for their children and maybe to take care of buy some vans for the disabled vet in the community where they're rural and not able to get to the hospital, or find a way of getting somebody a mortgage payment or to take the homeless off the street. It's time that we as a people, as a family, as a nation of family, all of us together as Americans take care of those people. We should never repeat the mistake we made with Vietnam vets who were not welcomed home, who were very many disrespected, and very many of them left to sleep on street corners.
Talking with Tony Orlando, his book that is indeed paying tribute and allowing you to cross that bridge over and lend a financial hand as well very easily. The book is Tie Yellow Ribbon While We Are Apart. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Open the page up again, and here's another thought from Tony's book. That old dog sits on the front porch every afternoon and waits. He hardly notices there's a food bowl out there. It got cold last night, and he wouldn't come in. He's waiting for you. I know just how he feels. Wow. I mean, that the so few words, and they just don't paint the visual picture, but I think they paint a picture on the heart of everyone who reads those.
I think so, and I hopefully it would reach the heart. That's what that little booklet was all about, really.
So, as I always say to you, there are certain things that you just have to add to your mandatory list for your personal library. I'm going to go one step further on this one. That I think you ought to get two copies because A, it'll just help out the various veteran organizations that Tony is going to allocate the proceeds to. But B, when you buy a copy, a second copy. Make that the rule, that the person you give that second copy to has to buy two copies. Who has to buy two copies? And it goes on from there, because not only do you spread the words that are featured in the book Tie Yellow Ribbon While We Are Apart, you spread the awareness of just how, and this is a weird choice of words, I know, but I can't really think of anything that's more truthful, how many needs still have to be met for our heroes, the defenders of our country, our Constitution, our freedom. And through the work that Tony does, the awareness that this book is going to raise, you could play a part as well in making the difference happen. Tony's on the web. It's TonyOrlandoOnline.com. And I know this weekend he's up at Mohegan Sun in Uncasville. But if you want to plot and plan your life a bit long range, if you look out to the month of November, November 3rd, he is actually going to be in our neck of the woods, too, at Penn's Peak, which is in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
So
if you like great entertainment.
Place, by the way.
And if you like great entertainment and a great historical town, by the way, those are two reasons for you to go there. You can find out more about that at TonyOrlandoOnline.com. Visit USVetsInc.org as well and pay a little attention to some of the info they have there. Tony, it's always great to talk with you. You're one of the special people in the world. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Chris. And thanks for always being such a great help to us. I appreciate it, and I appreciate our friendship. God bless you.